The Gwazala Nkwaxda Housing Society, GNHS, hosted a sacred blessing ceremony to officially commence construction of its new housing development. The 27-unit affordable housing development will be located at 8925 Park Drive in Port Hardy. This project is a crucial step towards addressing the urgent need for safe, affordable, and culturally appropriate housing for Indigenous households and elders in Port Hardy and the district of Mount Waddington. The blessing ceremony, deeply rooted in GNN cultural traditions, sought to bring positive energy and ensure the well-being of the project, its future residents, and all those involved in its creation. This blessing ceremony signifies more than just the start of construction. It represents a commitment to our community's well-being and a new chapter of hope for our families and elders, said Chief Leslie Walkus, Gwazala, Nkwaxda First Nations. This project is a testament to what can be achieved when Indigenous leadership, government partners, and industry come together to address critical housing needs in a culturally respectful way. The development is a collaborative effort, supported by significant financial contributions from both federal and provincial governments. The construction is being undertaken by Kawisi Construction Company, a subsidiary of Kawisi Economic Development Corporation, KEDC, GNN's economic development subsidiary. The development was funded through the Canada Mortgage Housing Corporation, CMHC, and the province of British Columbia, through BC Housing's Indigenous Housing Fund, with the nation providing the land and equity. The federal government is committed to providing communities with the support they need to develop local solutions to housing challenges. Working with our partners, we're ensuring that everyone has a safe, affordable place to call home, said Federal Housing Minister Gregor Robertson. Christine Boyle, BC Minister of Housing and Municipal Affairs, added that it's crucial that Indigenous people in Port Hardy and throughout British Columbia have access to affordable homes where they feel culturally safe and supported. We'll keep working with First Nations and the federal government so more Indigenous people find homes that reflect their culture and values, close to family in the community they love. The project is anticipated to be completed and ready for occupancy in early 2027. Rents will be tied to income, where rent is set at 30% of gross monthly income. Rents in this development will vary based on income and unit size, but are expected to start at $445. 9 of the homes will be fully accessible and all common areas will be barrier-free. The project will also be energy efficient, with the goal of achieving a 12% decrease in energy consumption and a minimum 12% decrease in greenhouse gas emissions relative to 2015 National Energy Code of Canada for buildings or National Building Code of Canada performance levels.